It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Lakewood voters have rejected a set of pro-density zoning ordinance adopted by their city council. By a wide margin, voters repealed rules that would have allowed duplexes and quadplexes on single-family lots throughout the city. Denverite's Kiara Damari was at the watch party last night for the repeal side.
The results were just announced. The vibes in the room are very high. I spoke with a woman who was tearing up. She just couldn't believe it. She described having goosebumps all over her body and just talked about the months of hard work her and her neighbors have put in. So the future of Lakewood zoning is now a little bit up in the air. City Council passed these ordinances to be in compliance with state law. And I spoke with Councilmember Lowe earlier at the No party, who said that if the repeal does go through, that they will go back to the drawing board to figure something out.
Denverite's Kiara Damari. Tuesday's results is just the latest backlash against housing policies meant to reduce costs by increasing density. The city of Aurora has passed a drought declaration. The city council passed a resolution Monday, declaring a stage one drought effective immediately due to drought conditions. That means residents can only water their lawns 2 days a week on assigned days, with no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Filling swimming pools or operating outdoor fountains is not allowed. Wasting water or using more than allowed may result in fines. The city's target is to reduce its water use by 20%. Next week is International Dark Sky Week, and Colorado has more certified dark sky locations than any other state. That means everywhere in the state is only 90 minutes away from a stargazing destination. Although the Great Sand Dunes National Park is the most popular, there are many places to take in the night sky. Visit darkskycolorado.org to find events. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.